Yes, he's here ahead of, gosh, what round is it? Seven?
Round seven
already in the NRL. Steve Blocker Roach is joining us. How are you, Blocky?
Gentlemen, I have very rarely been better. I've got something on my chest, but I want to get straight into it. How are you, Grubby?
I'm great.
Good to see you, mate. You're looking lean and keen.
I'm looking at your chest. I want to see what's on it.
And a mighty machine. What's on my chest? Well, we have this little get-together every Tuesday, me and a few mates. There's a fair few of them. And it was my shout last week to do the coffees and the sandwiches
right.
and
so
all
you,
that sort
you,
of stuff.
So you
right?
change every week,
yes, we
obviously.
Just change.
Yeah,
yes.
Like
rather than going out, rather than going up and paying, you know, individually, I don't like all that sort of stuff.
No.
Anyway, my gripe is the amount of coffees that are out there now. So I'm sitting down there and I said, boys, I'll get the coffees. What do you want? Oh, one said, I'll have a caramel latte. The other one said, I'll have an oak flat white. And I say, listen, when it's my shout, I get flat whites.
Yeah. Flat white or cappuccino.
That's it.
That's it.
That's
yeah,
it.
Sure.
Mate, there's 800,000.
Any almond milkers?
No. Thank God. I mean, what's the go with all these coffees? And some say, and not only that, with the different coffees, can you make mine extra hot?
That's it.
Mate, there's the bolo.
Isn't Loz's order his tea order, something like that? He likes the milk on the side.
What?
With his tea. Yeah, anyway, you can take this up with him next week.
By the way, where is he?
He's advancing the game, Block.
What?
He's with the International Rugby League. They had a board meeting in Singapore.
I've got one word for you.
And he's got big dreams.
I've got one word for you. Junket. Where are they? In
He'll
Singapore talking about rugby league.
Yes.
Now, who else is... I reckon he's pulled a furphy here. Who else is on this board for the International Rugby League
some
dinner?
Pretty big hitters.
Well, name them. Name and
well,
shame.
Andrew Abdo, Peter Volandis. That's two big names.
They're pretty big. What, did they forget my number or something? Or?
Oh, gee, we pulled them up yesterday. Yeah, look, some people
but
of
they go
high
to,
regard in
they go,
business.
They go to Singapore. Why can't they just go to Brisbane?
Great,
something like that.
Great food in Singapore. They need to have a really good, nice, succulent Chinese meal.
Have you ever been there? Is it Newton Circus in Singapore? Have you ever been there?
No.
Yeah, it's like a seafood joint out in the middle. It's like a, well, it's called Newton Circus. Me and Ciro went there one day and we were on the drink coming home from the Kangaroos. And you know those tuk-tuk drivers?
Yes.
You know, there was one, our big fat buttockses, copped on the back of it and made this bloke ride us all over town. Poor bugger. He had to retire after that, I think, because it was going like that.
Oh, jeez.
This isn't television, by the way. I just put my hand up. So anyway.
Now, Block, big news yesterday. James Fisher-Harris. Where do you have him in the game? So front row forwards, and we're splitting hairs between the top. Where's James Fisher-Harris?
He's right up there, no doubt about it. He's won three premierships. I mean, I was saying to Grubby before, I look back to that Parramatta premiership when they beat Parramatta a couple of years ago. Him and Loyola. Oh. The game was all over after 20 minutes. Those two just, I've never seen.
They're pulverised.
I've never seen a front row before. And they were going up against Regan Campbell-Gillard and those sort of guys and Paulo. And, mate, they just destroyed him in the first 20. The game was all over. Where does he sit? Mate, he's right up there. I mean, look, I always look at it too and say, like, different nationality players. And so he's a Kiwi, for instance, right? If he was playing Origin, would he be picked? And the answer is yes. So, mate, he's right up there. I can't understand why, on personal reasons, obviously, but, mate, I was surprised that they let him go. They must have something coming through, as Penrith normally do. To let him go, because I think he had another couple of years on his contract, but personal reasons, they've let him go. And, he's got a four-year deal over there at the Warriors.
Hey, Block, Minnow and I were talking before about the players that Penrith have lost, the likes of Crichton, Burton, Luai, Corrissau, Kikau, Spencer, Luai. Is he the biggest loss for them, Block?
Yeah, I think he would be. I think that he's their spiritual leader. I think... Grubby, you know, when you play with certain blokes, you feel more comfortable when they run out on the field. I reckon he's their number one forward for Penrith. I reckon he's the type of bloke that can get them all going. So yeah, I have to say it's a big loss. I'm surprised they let him go, but it must be a big problem. But in saying that, You have a look at the Warriors. You know, Fenua Blake goes as a wonderful player on to Cronulla next year. And like-for-like swap. I mean, will they lose that much or will they lose anything by losing Fenua Blake and gaining Fisher Harris?
Well, yeah, that's been... And we spoke about this a little bit earlier this morning. The thing is with Fisher Harris, the aura of being the New Zealand captain.
Yep. Golden boot
Golden
winner.
Boot.
Wow.
Just the fact he's the New Zealand captain going to the Warriors and what that will do for the just the aura of that club.
Yeah.
And other players who might want to... Well, in Sean Johnson's case, stay another year.
Well,
he's year to year.
Well,
his contract.
Well, he's a protector,
Roger,
isn't he? Would you stay?
He's probably thinking, gosh, the great times are coming here. And that's not taking anything away from Adam Fenua Blake, who is a sensational player in his own right. And
Well, Josh,
there's something about James Fisher-Harris, the aura he brings.
You play with some great ones, blokes up front. Mm. Would that entice you to keep playing?
1,000%.
There you go.
Well, the way Sean Johnson's playing, you don't look at a game and say Sean Johnson's done. I look at a game now and say Sean Johnson is one of the best halves in the game right now.
Yeah.
It's a big call, but he's up there, top five.
What about when he took off his right foot last week and sprinted, 30 or 40 metres to score?
He's unbelievable. And you just look at, they've already got leaders in their team. Roger Tuivasa-Sheck, Sean Johnson, Tohu Harris. Add Fisher Harris
to that.
Honestly, the leadership in that team is, and they're bringing through some young Warriors. Mm. They're going to show them what it means to be a New Zealand based Warriors player, and mate, that'll just grow the club.
Well, what it means to be a pro, how to prepare yourself, all that sort of stuff. I mean, you know, you got to have leaders in your football side if you're going to be any good. So, mate, it's a great signing, and even more so with the like for like. You know, as soon as you lose Fenua Blake and you bring the other bloke straight back in, Fisher Harris, you don't lose much.
And reports indicate that the club, the Panthers, will target Stefano Utoikamanu, who has these unusual clauses reportedly in his contract there at the Tigers. The clauses say that basically he has a chance to leave if they don't make the top eight this year or... He doesn't play two Origin games this year for New South Wales. Yeah. But how do you think he is progressing? Because he does seem like he's taken a step up on last year at the Tigers.
Mate, you just saw that try he scored last week, just straight through the middle. I mean, yeah, he's a good player. He's going to get his work rate up a little bit more than what it is now. And the better the team he plays with, the better he's going to go. I would be very surprised if New South Wales don't take the two starting front rowers and take another two on the bench. I'm talking about Mitch Barnett now. I would go Mitch Barnett because he can play in the back row, he can play lock, he can play in the front row. I think his form's been outstanding. But then I'd probably take Big Stefano, you know. I'd probably put him in the side because last year, Josh, when they put him in the Origin, it was making his debut in Queensland. And remember, he got hardly any touches of the footy, hardly got any time, and all that sort of stuff. So, mate, I think he's playing good enough now, and he's understanding with Appy. Appy set that try up last week, and he looked like he was going to go out the back, hit him in the front. And mate, I just think sometimes, or a lot of the times, you've got to have, you know, blokes that play together and understand each other and all that sort of stuff. So, if I was going into the Origin this year and I was in charge, I'd be taking four of them into the game.
Yeah, of course, Origin, the series was launched during the week at the MCG and Michael Maguire, you know, made a few comments on, well, Latrell Mitchell and, you know, said everyone knows his capabilities. It's about making sure he's in the right headspace, but indicated, you know, there's 40 or 50 in the mix for game one.
Yeah, and, you know, it all depends on form leading into the game and, you know, blokes that have been there before and all that sort of stuff. It was funny the effort from South Sydney last week. Josh, when you see the fullbacks playing the game now on the fourth tackle, they generally lay the line because they don't have to go on the kick chase and all that sort of stuff. Most of the fullbacks in the game are doing that now. Latrell doesn't. Like, Latrell is still... Mate, he's a great player, don't get me wrong, right? But he doesn't do the workload and the work rate that all the other fullbacks do. Now, that young kid that come in... He played pretty well for South, the fullback.
Jai Gray,
little nugget, pretty quick. I actually thought that South played better with him at fullback. So I wonder whether they'll put Latrell in the centres when he does come back. But it looked to me like they were playing for Jason, for the coach last week. And that's a good sign when they say, oh, they're going to get rid of him and do all that sort of stuff. Mate, what you got to do is see the reaction from the players when the coach is under pressure, whether they want to play for him.
And as they should, Block, because he backed them
at the start of this. I like him as a coach. I've listened to him a lot of times and that. I reckon he seems very knowledgeable about the game, number one. But he's also, he can get down on the players' level and all that and understand the players. A little bit unfortunate, in my opinion. In my opinion, I think that he's let the inmates run the asylum a little bit with Latrell and Cody. But now he's got to, you know, I'd give him to the rest of the year if it was me, but I'm not in charge of it. So I feel sorry for the coach. And the good sign for me last week was the way that they responded and played for him.
Now, I reckon we all had a chuckle at the start of the week. You did. I think you've done the last couple of Raiders games, haven't you?
I have.
There in the nation's capital with the great Matty Russell of Fox League, one of the great men.
Great man, Matty Russell.
And Dez and Ricky, two of your old teammates. You go back Kangaroo Tour days.
I couldn't believe it.
Dez and Ricky through the media conference, a bit of a crack at each other. Hey, Ricky having a bit of a crack as Dezzy was riding outside the Raiders dressing shed. I love this stuff.
Well, you know.
How good is it?
It's sort of.
And you know him well.
Yeah, I know him well, both of them. It's to me, the Kangaroos and all that sort of stuff, when you go away for 3 months with blokes, you become mates for life. Do you know what I mean?
Sure.
Like, it really surprised me, but. Yeah, obviously Ricky had something on his liver after the game, what Dez said. But you know what? The 10-1 repeat sets and all that, you know, Josh, you know, you can't, mate, you can't win. I'm surprised the scoreline that they drew at full time and it went to a field goal for Fogarty to kick the field goal for him to win. Because 10-1, and then you have a look at the penalty count and all that sort of stuff, the amount of ball, and the way that the Canberra Raiders were playing. I thought it was the best performance of any team of the year to defend that Titan side. They were unbelievable.
Dez has had a point. I'm telling they got no rub of the green.
Yeah, but that generally happens when you play away from home.
Yeah, but
not
still,
as bad as that.
When you go on that bad, yeah. you don't expect that. Like they got some. Do you remember that the one in the play the ball?
Yeah,
he played it on his foot. I think it was Ethan Strain run through the ruck, but he said, no, you put it on his foot.
Yeah.
His foot was in the ruck.
Yeah, exactly.
Where did he put the ball?
Get your foot out of the ruck. Oh, while we're at it, talking about things that annoy me. Things that annoy me. The game has never been better, right? How quick the game is, how good it is. I love it, right? You know what annoys me most? When the indiscretion, the play the ball, when the referee stops play and makes him go back to the mark. If you move off the mark, penalise them. And keep the game flowing. It just takes all the wind out of the sail. I hate it.
And some players do take the proverbial, don't they?
Like, of course they do.
It sounds like something you would have done, Grubby.
Mate, anything to do to cheat, of course.
Get an extra 3 metres.
I never got a quick play of the ball, so I didn't know.
Yeah, I was too busy getting off me back.
Hey, boys, just one more thing on the Raiders. How good is Jamal Fogarty going? He's one of the best organising halves at the moment, getting him around. How big is his bomb?
How did the Titans let him go?
I will say though, Mitter, I think he's taken his game to another level at the Raiders.
With Ricky.
It's just, yeah.
He's
you know what?
Good
it's probably
mentor,
Ricky's halfback. Like, his game management is unreal. Like, he kicks into corners constantly takes his chances. I've never seen a bloke hit the goalpost more with his short kicking game, by the way.
And the right kicks.
Mm.
So he's got the trick bag going. The one thing I'll say about Ricky, just to finish on Ricky and Dez, the great thing about Ricky with his blow-ups, and I know him really well, he's a great mate of mine. Mate, he'll blow up and, mate, next day you'll tell him about it or talk to him about it and you go, what are you talking about? Like, no, we'll get over it. You know what I mean? It's not a personal, like, at the time it's a personal thing when they're talking about it, but, mate, he's a type of bloke, gets straight over it. And Dez, the world's nicest bloke, mate, he did a press conference the other week and spoke for 5 minutes. I was still trying to figure out what he said. Because he's a genius, and you know what he does?
I think that's the most Dezzy press conference.
Well, you know what he does? He leaves gaps in what he says.
Yeah. Yep.
And then says something else. So when they try and cut it all together, they can't.
That's exactly right.
Do you know, he's a genius.
He's smart.
I like him.
But he must have been, though, clear as a coach, though, Grubby. Like, the Dez behind the scenes must be just so different to what we see.
oh, don't you worry. You knew exactly what you'd done wrong every week.
No doubt.
But he knew what you'd done right as well. He was, game plan wise, I never went into games more confident, knowing my exact role, knowing what the opposition's exactly going to do to me, attacking, defensive, everything with Dez. He just went into a game knowing. But then you're right. My family would go, is Dez really like that? Because they obviously just watched the interviews.
And then
I was like, if you only knew, like...
I reckon he's quite funny, though, mate.
Hilarious.
He's a great bloke, mate.
He's actually really, like, really funny sense of humour. Comes into meetings and, some of the stuff he says, like, he'd come out and talk about something that happened in the NBA and we're like, how do you know that? Yeah. Like, how do you? But, like, he's just funny. He knows his team. Like, because he knew we got a young team and loved that stuff. He was awesome.
You know, Wayne Bennett's exactly the same. Yeah. Like, people go, oh, you know, what about Wayne Bennett in the media? Mate, he is nothing like that away from in social occasions and meeting him at a pub or talking to him naturally. Mate, he's that good of a bloke and funny and loves being around the boys, loves Gina. Mate, that's why, is he 75 or something? That's why he keeps doing it, because he loves being around the boys and G'ing up, sitting up the back of the bus and, you know, taking control. And but put a camera in front of him and get him to talk to the media, it's like pulling teeth. But he's not like that.
Yeah. Oh, the bloke who's perfected at the moment, the media speak, Billy Slater, the way he talks about Queensland.
How good is he?
He has perfected the art of saying a lot without saying anything at all.
Yeah.
Incredible. Mm. What do they do with the Caelan Ponga, Reece Walsh situation?
Put them both in.
What position?
I don't know. Maybe you put Caelan at 14. Let him. Mm-hmm. He could play lock. He could play 5'8". He could play fullback.
But that means you lose Ben Hunt, don't you? Or Harry Grant, but probably Ben Hunt.
Yeah, but mate,
a problem,
mate. Do you put your best 17 in, or, you know, you talk about blokes who can play multiple positions? So if you put Walsh in there, he can play fullback. That's it. But if you're gonna put Ponga in, you can play all over the place. So, I don't know. If it was me, I don't know. It's a good problem to have.
I'll tell you one reason why I would put Ponga. He plays a bit tougher than Reece Walsh.
Do you reckon?
I do.
Do you?
A little bit tougher.
Hmm.
Yep. Ponga's got it. Ponga sometimes.
He's got a bit more size.
Ponga tucks it under sometimes, picks someone and runs directly at him.
Yeah.
As a fullback.
Yeah.
Walsh doesn't do that much.
No.
But not.
He doesn't need to.
But I love Reece Walsh. But in the Origin arena, I just think you just got to play a little bit tougher.
Yeah, see, that was my argument with that they're all saying about the Warriors hooker, Wade Egan.
Mm.
Mate, great player. Mm. Great, mate. He reminds me a lot of Benny Elias with options and players in motion and all that sort of stuff. But do those sort of situation arise in Ireland? In Origin, right? Does it? I mean, you got to pick, mate. Obviously, they'll pick Appy at hooker, and Robson's that tough roll the sleeves up way you go. Do you need another ball player when it's that tight? I don't know.
I reckon it does block. Yeah. What he does, his deception.
Yeah,
you can do that all the time.
Yeah,
but good. Like when the difference in like a running hooker, let's just say example Cookie.
Mm.
It might not open up a lot because the ruck might be slow.
Yeah.
But his deception, constantly going at the markers,
he's good.
Looking left, looking right. Oh, I love him. He's unbelievable.
Oh, he's a good player. Mm. But I'll tell you one thing. The only knock on him is week in and week out, I see him getting a little bit of knocks and all that sort of stuff, and he doesn't finish a lot of games. So in the Origin, you know that arena, mate. You've got to aim up. Otherwise, you know, you're a man down and you're gone.